I am pretty certain that most of you have been around our Divine Science Truth teaching long enough to know that when we live in the light of our truth, in and of God, when God consciousness is in place, we manifest as His eternal sons and daughters, each of us a Christ, each of us imbued with the power of our Almighty Father, the Father within. Now, the word power defined metaphysically is the ability to produce, to create. And so it is that through our teaching in particular, we know our true source is the power which produces or brings forth its ideas into actuality. Power through dominion is our innate control over our thoughts and feelings. When we know of our truth, when we go within to our Father, a quickening from on high, from God consciousness, precedes our realization of dominion, and we know that we of ourselves can do nothing, and that it is by the going within rather than looking without that the words of Acts 1:8 resound, "Ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you." My friends, out here in the world, the word power has additional definitions as well. For instance, similar to the metaphysical definition, Webster also tells us that power is the ability to act or produce an effect, to be able to create. But it also defines power as a legal or official authority, a possession of control or influence over others. And certainly, we can create such situations. Of course, there is a distinct difference in terms of what form of power is at work at any given time. As the power of the Father, when realized and appropriated by man, equates to and brings forth all that is good, always, while so-called power generated by man's ego, his personality, and error thinking all too often brings forth unfavorable demonstrations and experiences out in the world before us. And so it is in many instances, man in and of his limited self falsely believes that he is a power unto himself because of his position, status, or place out in the material world. And then there are those individuals who abuse the so-called worldly human power and authority that they have been vested in. But this is not true power, loving power. This is personality at work. And so it is that I share a little story with you at this time, a story of a man that lets his bloated ego and personal sense of power and authority create for him a painful lesson. A drug enforcement agency officer stopped at a ranch in Texas and talked with an old rancher. He told the rancher, "I am going to inspect your ranch for illegally growing drugs. You see, I have the power and authority to do so." And he thrust his badge in the rancher's face. The old rancher said politely, "Okay, but don't go into that field over there," as he pointed out the location. Well, the officer verbally exploded, saying, "Mister, look at this badge. Look at it. Again, I am telling you that I have the power and authority of the federal government with me. This badge means I can go wherever I wish, on any land, no questions asked. Have I made myself clear? Do you understand?" Well, the rancher took a last look at the officer's badge, nodded politely, and went about his business. A short time later, the old rancher heard loud screams, and when he looked up, he saw the officer running for his life, being chased by the rancher's prized bull, with enormous horns, no less. With every step, the bull was gaining ground on the officer, and it was likely that he would get gored before he reached safety. The officer was clearly terrified as he ran through the very field the rancher had politely tried to warn him of. Well, the rancher threw down his tools. He ran to the fence, and as the bull was getting closer and closer to the officer, he yelled out to the officer at the top of his lungs, "Your badge. Show him your badge." Yes, there are times when our lessons can be painful indeed, even though we may have a badge. Our power is limited. My friends, true power, eternal spiritual power, omnipotence, is of God, our omnipresent Father, and not of any perceived thing or position of or within the limited world of flesh. True power is eternal, has always been, and shall always be. And so we are reminded in Scripture, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesties." 1 Corinthians 29:11. "And, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." Romans 13:1. And where does this true power and internal and eternal power reside? Well, I believe each of us knows that it is within and of us. As everything that the Father is, we are at all times, whether we realize it or not. However, for it to manifest in our lives, we must be living from within and not from without. When endowed with realization and God consciousness, all misdirected human ego disappears in the presence of truth. And what comes through us is good and very good. As the Father is perfect, so are His sons and daughters, perfect in Him. Thus, those that see the light through the single eye understand fully that His inherencies of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, life, joy, love, and power are theirs as well. By practicing the presence of God through daily and regular prayer, meditation, reading, spiritual studies, and fellowship, we come to know all the more that we are not to look to the outer, to the flesh, to the temporary world of material, the world of people, places, and things, for our purpose, for a sense of so-called strength. We are not to look without for our fullness, for our joy, for our abundance, for our health, nor for a sense of power, as we already are and shall forever be all of these things. And realization makes it so. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Philippians 4, verse 13. Now, understanding the law of expression as we do, we know that the mind and the body of man have the power to transform spiritual energy from one plane of consciousness to another. The one thing to understand is that whatever we see without was brought forth and is being maintained by something from within. This law, once revealed to the mind, clears up the whole issue of creation and shows how God works through us, or conversely, how our very own limited era thinking works. And so it is. Although power is of us, the nature of our demonstrations is liking to that whereupon our thoughts are fixated. And thus, we hear once again, as within, so without. Each one of us today is the power of God in action. As God's children, we have been given the highest power in the universe, dominion, and the conscious power of thought. You see, there is a universal creative force that urges us forward to the recognition of the creative power of God's individual thought. And so it is. When we cooperate with principle, with God, with the one true power, we sit on the throne of His authority and His authority alone. We in Him are power. But what of those that know not of their source, of their perfect being, of the power that lives them always, and those that just do not care to look within and are determined to live a life in a sense of separation from God? And how about each one of us when we are not centered within? To what degree have we experienced the unpleasant results of our errant human egos, our arrogance, by seeking and depending upon some sort of power we wrongly believe is inherent out in the material world of limitation? Well, let's face it, my friends, going back to the beginning of time, man has foolishly sought to gain control over others, to appropriate so-called power by creating armies and going to war. Likewise, there are those who, because of an accumulation of material riches, money, through their high positions out in the world, political office, corporate ownership and such, seek to stand over those they wrongly believe are of lesser worth. And then there are those who go through their waking days seeking opportunities to become somebody with notoriety, someone that has the power and authority over others, someone that the world deems as a very important person. But it does not have to be this way. Now, there's nothing wrong with having or holding an earthly position that carries with it so-called societal power and authority in an individual's office. Such positions are necessary to ensure law and order prevail out in the world, in organizations, in associations, in this or that instance. But the error is brought forth when man seeks such so-called lofty worldly status or so-called success solely for egotistical, selfish, and limited human reasons. There is no God, no real love, no real power in such human equations, my friend. By the way, power in of itself is neither good nor bad. It just is. However, the nature of that being demonstrated by individuals out here in the world, regardless of their status or positions, is directly linked to that which they think upon with feeling, either with God consciousness or a lack thereof. Again, as within, so without. This being the case, when we live from within, when we live in Him with those godly inherencies that are also ours, nothing but the warm and beautiful power of light, of love, of service, and understanding prevail. Living from within God's true power, the power over so-called human death, is felt by those that have the willing hearts and the open and receptive minds. There is nothing in this world, my friends, that can harm us, because there is only one power. But for us to live gladly in this power, with strength, with peace, and with love, we must have faith and continually practice the presence of God within and of us. And so, Once again, we are reminded in Scripture, in Isaiah 40, verse 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And just like it was over 2,000 years ago, when the masses were in awe of the power and the presence of the Christ Jesus, there are untold numbers of individuals today who know and exclaim, it is not I that doeth the works, but the Father within. Yes, the humble man, the loving man, the giving man, the man that serves, this is the Son of God that has and is all power. My friends, the Master Christ Jesus taught, the kingdom of God is within you. In other words, there are limitless possibilities within every individual, but we must go within with humility, with an open heart to find them. But with this being said, there still remains untold numbers of individuals this very day, this or that man or woman on the street, the person across from you on the metro, this or that friend, your own husband or wife, or perhaps even you, who go through life feeling insufficient, weak, afraid, powerless, believing that they do not have what it takes to be successful, to be happy. Those have not realized the godly inheritances and glorious forces slumbering within them, which, if they could only be awakened, would enable them to do amazing, if not miraculous, things through His power, through His strength. So why is it that man fails to recognize His truth? The truth that there is the one and only one true power lying dormant within him? The power to achieve, power to revitalize and heal, the power to transform his life into all that is good and very good, the power to bring forth love and understanding, the power to change poor relationships into warm and loving ones, the power to move mountains, the power to be considerate, kind, loving, fair, and generous leaders, and the power to overcome even so-called human death. What is it that inhibits its realization and its expression? What is it that is in the way of man's realization of his true power? What is it that is in the way? Well, Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, my friends, righteousness means the constructive use of thought. And because the kingdom of God is the realm of mind, it is man's negative and destructive thought that inhibits his inner power. The culprits are negative states, such as doubt, fear, envy, hatred, worry, tension, and any other destructive use of mind. And so it is we are told in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Well, regardless of Scripture and regardless of God's inherencies, power included, we cannot achieve anything without faith. And Jesus said it first, all things are possible to them that believe. And according to your faith, be it done unto you. Now, although we often talk about the power of faith, let us know that there is no power in faith itself. Nor does faith create power. Faith is simply a channel through which a potentiality of power becomes an actual demonstrated power. But our faith in God is not complete, my friends, until and unless we have faith in our very own spiritual selves, in our identity. In other words, that we know that we are not separate and apart from some God concept, but rather that we are each eternal spiritual beings in Him and of Him. And all that He is, we are. We must know this, believe it, have faith in it. Man is created in the image and likeness of God. Even as God is power, God is also love, and God is life. So in the highest sense of his spiritual potential, man is also all of these things. Thus, every individual must affirm for himself, I am power. I am love. I am life. God is. Therefore, I am. And so it is that our divine science statement of being is indeed based upon eternal truth, one presence, one mind, one power is all. My friends, the channel for release of our inner power is love. Remember what it is Paul tells us about love in 1 Corinthians 13. But now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three. And the greatest of these is love. So, it is the nature of man to express love. Many of the emotional, even physical disturbances in man's life come because against the urging of the still small voice from within, man, through his looking without, inhibits the flow of love from within. Man forces himself to hate, even when he wants to be friends. He resists, even when he wants to accept. Let us never forget, love is the great power of God in action. Let me say that again. Love is the great power of God in action. The power that knows no bounds. Love your job, and you release great inspiration and powerful creativity into it. Love life, and you become successful within life. Love those who despitefully use you, and you actually release a protecting power. But what is more important? You release the power that dissolves all hate and resistance within them. Thus, it is the power of love that heals and blesses and changes everything it contacts. God, the one and only power at work in and through us. The power within you is God within you. It is your loving Father, God flowing forth as you. Identify with it, my friends. And see it go before you, making all of the crooked places straight. While great technological and scientific discoveries continue to be made in the material world around you, maintain your quest of the discovery of the truth of limitless power within you. It is the greatest power in the universe, the power to be that which you are created to be. And you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2, verse 10. And so it is, my friends. What He is, we are. His power is our power. His love is our love. Shall we make this lesson practical today and into the future? Will you join me now in our closing meditation and let this lesson into your consciousness? Please close your eyes. assume a listening attitude. Sit comfortably. Be still. Be still, knowing that you of yourself can do nothing. It is the Father, I, that doeth the works. And so we say, Father, it is a joy to realize that your power and strength are sufficient so that I can face and conquer every so-called problem in my human experience. Your Spirit dwells within me and surrounds me. You have given me life, and you are the glory of my being. You live me and move me and comfort me so that I am never alone, never lacking, never weak, but am now and forever complete in your eternal good. You are love, Father, and love is conscious unity with good. Good for me and for everyone about me. I am of your creation, and as I relax and turn within to you, the one power, the one Father of all, turn within and feel your indwelling Spirit, I realize all the more the growing consciousness of my Christhood, even as the oak comes forth from the acorn. It is a natural law of spiritual unfoldment. You have set before me an open door, and Father, I walk through it freely, humbly, easily, joyfully, into the radiance of my own Christhood. Truly, Father, I am blessed, and I live by your grace alone. For the awareness of your loving presence that is here and now, in all of its glory and all of its power, O most loving God, I give thee thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines his love upon thee and is gracious unto thee. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee his peace. Amen. Go in peace, my friends. Go in peace.